It's really lovely to be back. Becky and I were away, and we were hiking, and found or was reminded of the value of one of these things. Anybody know what this is? Yes, yes, compass. We were hiking up north of Jasper in like the Wilmore Wilderness area, which is kind of where the rednecks go, honestly. And we were hiking there with some dear friends, and there was no other hikers there except for people that were hiking with huge backpacks or horseback riding with all their gear and like guns and like camouflaged, you know, and they were going hiking in to shoot mountain sheep, and they were hunting to hunt mountain sheep. And we didn't know that this was kind of hunting season in that regard, and we're even kind of wondering what do mountain sheep taste like. I'm not even sure that's the point, but anyways, put that aside, there was a number of times where we were hiking through these mountains in beautiful, beautiful spots and valleys, and our traveling companions, one of them had a compass, and we were trying to figure out exactly where we were going, and we knew we had a trail that we could follow, and we had a map, but sometimes situating yourself in real life and kind of figuring out where you are on the map and which direction you're headed is really important, right? Am I right? So tell me right now, who of you know where north is? Okay, point where north is. Okay, so we got like, so we got somewhere there. Who else? Yeah, mostly, you're kind of all in the general right area. Am I getting over here? Okay. Does anybody know how to use one of these? Yeah? Andre, why don't you come up and show us how to use this? Like, just show us where north is, exactly where north is.
Which north?
True north. Well, the north according to this one. He's getting very specific here. He said, which north do you want? Okay, so just straight north, so... True north.
Providing you don't have anything magnetic there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, I know.
Do not use these in white shell.
If I put my phone up here, it's going to start to pull it a different way oftentimes. Yeah, see?
Yep.
Look at that. It was going this direction, and then the phone gave some distraction, some magnetic interference, and it went woo like this, right? Sometimes we have in our lives some magnetic interference that kind of goes woo, and we kind of forget and miss our true north, right? Am I right? Okay. So there it is. So most of you were pretty correct. I would actually say from my vantage point, Ken was the most direct north, actually. You had pointed, you're pretty close. Now your thumb is just a little off there. You got to go a little bit that way. There you go. Yeah, right there. That's exactly it. So that way, directly, like from where I'm standing, straight to Randy at the sound booth, that's true, or that's north according to this compass. That's the magnetic north according to here. That's what this meal can do for us in a couple of different ways. And I want to describe that. But first, I want to read some scripture about this meal and offer just a few little comments about how celebrating communion, the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, the thank you meal, whatever it's called in various different traditions, how celebrating it can reorient us to true north, to Jesus, okay, as our true north. But let me just read for you, and you'll recognize this scripture, but I just want to read it for you. And this is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I'm going to read from verse 23. And this is Paul writing to a church in Corinth, just a few short years after Jesus had died. I've handed down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. The same night in which he was handed over, or in the same night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave thanks. That's why sometimes this is called the Eucharist, because Eucharisto means thank you in Greek. So it's like the thank you meal. He took bread and he gave thanks. Then he distributed it to the disciples and said, take it and eat your fill. It is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He did the same with the cup of wine after supper. He said, this cup seals the new covenant with my blood. Drink it. And whenever you drink this, do it to remember me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are retelling the story, proclaiming our Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in the wrong spirit will be guilty of dishonoring the body and the blood of the Lord. So let each individual first evaluate his own attitude, and only then eat the bread and drink the cup. Let each individual evaluate. Let each individual turn, orient yourself, align yourself with True North. Let each individual kind of hold their lives up to the Lord. And turn to him. There's a few really important words in that scripture. Which was one of them? I know this is like... Yeah, someone said remember. Exactly. It was a number of times it said that. Remember. 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 As we do this, and in a few moments, as I invite us all to come and to celebrate, to take the little... These are sweet potato chips. Bread, gluten-free, just so you know. And dipping them into the juice there, the grape juice. Just dip the bread, not your finger, okay? Just as a hygienic moment. But as we do that, we do it not just to have a little snack. We do it to remember Jesus and his death. Amen? Amen. That's what's orienting us. That is the kind of the hinge point of all of history. It's like the thing that everything points to and from which everything springs from, his death. And so as we do that, we're aligning ourselves to him. We're orienting ourselves to him. What's another important word in that scripture? It's a little less obvious, I think, but what do you think, Stan? Yeah, of me. So you're saying, yeah, so it's all pointing to Jesus. Okay, yeah. No, it's all good, it's all good. It's just all guesswork, right? Figuring it out. Is that a hand back there? No, that's not a hand, that's a hair. Everything, evaluate, that's a good one too, absolutely. I'll give you a hint of what I'm particularly driving for. Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you... proclaim Jesus's death until he returns. You proclaim. Every time you take this bread and eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim his death. So not only do we remember his death ourselves, somehow the act of doing this together proclaims his death to each other. So as I come up and take this, and I'm personally remembering Jesus' death for me, amen. The act of doing that also says to Cornelius and Tanya, oh, he died for me too, together. You get it? So like there's this internal thing, personal thing, and there's also this external thing that we do together. Doing it proclaims it. Okay? And the third thing that I want to just kind of notice here is that this is a meal. It's set in the context of a meal. What happens when we eat bread? What happens when you eat bannock? Like really good bannock. You can't stop eating. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I'm with you. Yeah. A little bit of honey on that stuff. And Saskatoon berry jam. But you get there's a nourishment, a filling, a satisfaction that happens, right? Now I know that this little thing is not physically going to satisfy you. We are going to need, what are we having this afternoon? Hamburgers? Is it hamburgers? Yes. Okay. We're going to need some hamburgers to fill us, right? This will not do it. And a little dip in there, I mean, these are barely absorbent. Like, you can taste the juice a little bit, right? But we're going to need more sustenance. But the point of having this as a meal indicates that when we align ourselves with Jesus, when we align ourselves to true north, to his death and resurrection, it nourishes us. It fills us, actually. It gives us strength for the journey, whatever that journey is. You might be lost in the wilderness of Wilmore, Northern Alberta. We weren't lost, by the way, and we had really good food. But you might be wandering in your life somewhere. And you need to get one of these things, or by the act of celebrating communion, realign yourself with Jesus. And that's both the work that we do here in preparing to take communion, but it's also the incredible invitation in getting to take communion. Amen? Is this resonating? Is this, do you get what we're doing here? This is part of what we're doing. So why don't we just pause for a moment? And we're just going to pray, and we're just going to wait. And we're going to take the Apostle Paul's counsel and evaluate ourselves. Hold your life up before the Lord. Lord, is there anything you'd want to say to me? Anything you'd want to point out? Anywhere where I'm facing this direction, and I really need to be facing that direction. And there might be something. And you might go, oh, thank you for pointing that out to me. I turn. I repent. I change direction. Okay? So let's just take a few moments and do that. It's okay if the kids are a little bit talking to each other. And it's all good. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness, your graciousness, your goodness to us. Thank you for your death for us and the life that we can live because of it. And Lord, we in this moment remember you. And with gratitude, deep gratitude and joy, we say thank you. And Lord, for those of us that have realigned in very particular ways, I just speak to you, you're forgiven. Receive forgiveness. And Lord, as we come as individuals, as families, as friends, as all of us here together, as we remember, we also proclaim your death. And we also receive the nourishment that comes with aligning ourselves to you. And I pray, Lord, that that nourishment would be very real, that it would be joy, that it would be strength, that it would be healing, that it would bring freedom, that it would bring clear thinking. That it would bring kindness. That it would bring patience and endurance. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So come, folks, and celebrate this amazing opportunity here. Come and remember Jesus, proclaim his death, and receive nourishment. Because we need it, don't we? And Jocelyn and the band are going to continue to play, and we're just going to go until we're done.